Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to day two of the special budget meeting, May 24th, 2022. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. This evening, Mayor Picozzi is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mayor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet o'er the land of the free and the hope of the brave.
Good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to look for a motion to reopen the public hearing on all unfinished items and departments. Councilman Howe.
Motion to reopen hearings on all unfinished business and departments.
Second by Councilman Foley. Councilman Gebhardt.
Roll call.
We'll do a roll call vote. A yes vote is to reopen the public hearing.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes to open the public hearing.
Thank you very much. Okay, if you are following at home, we are now on Public Works. Public Works will be the first department to come before us this evening. Their budget can be found on page 43. Good evening, Director. Yeah, that's you.
Good evening.
And I apologize. We are DPW is a number of different ones, so we're going to start off with Public Works Administration. So that can be found on page 42, Public Works Administration. My first question for you, Director, is how are you for staffing overall in DPW?
We're in pretty good shape. We have a handful of vacancies. Heavy equipment mechanic, custodian. There's an HVAC position, but that's not going to be filled. Christy's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two vacancies in highway, three vacancies in sanitation, one vacancy in automotive, three vacancies in building maintenance and one vacancy in Thayer McDermott. All right. One thing that should be noted is that there's currently a vacancy in highway that's listed as a supervisor. The supervisor highway, that position should have been removed. We filled a supervisor position in sanitation and we used that position. So there were two positions in highway for supervisor. We took one of those positions and moved her over to be a supervisor in sanitation. So when this budget came out, it kept both of those supervisor and highway positions. One of those should be eliminated. It's not necessary.
Okay, and we'll have you point that out when we get to the specific highway and the sanitation budget. Are there any questions from members of the council on the Public Works Administration budget on page 42? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Director, what is the rent item 62310 for $200,000?
That's for the Sawtooth building.
I'm sorry, $20,000. No, it's $200,000. Well, actually, the number is very difficult to read. In the 2022 budget, it says $200,000. Yeah. Then in the 2023 budget, it says $520,000. So I guess now my question is, what is it and what number is it?
The $200,000 for the 2022 budget, that was for a partial year. That was anticipating that we were going to be in the Sawtooth building before the end of this fiscal year. The 520, that's the rent for the Sawtooth building moving forward.
Okay.
It's not,
I can't hear you, Mayor.
Right, so the $520,000, that's a partial rent because we're not going to be in there July 1st, right?
Okay, so it's a prorated number of
rent
for the Sawtooth building. Okay, and what was the $200,000 rent for?
They had anticipated that we might be in the Sawtooth building this fiscal year.
I see. Okay, thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council on the Public Works Administration budget? Any questions for members of the public on the Public Works Administration budget found on page 42? Any questions for members of the public on the Public Works Administration budget? Okay. Hearing none, we will move to the Public Works Highway budget. Public Works Highway budget is on page 43. Any questions from members of the council on the Public Works Highway budget? Councilman Ricks.
I'm looking at line item 63290, asphalt. And I see that the 2022 fiscal year projection is that $200,000 will be spent out of that line item, and that for the fiscal year 23 budget, it is also $200,000. I understand that a lot of the ARPA funds have gone into paving, so I wanted to get some information on that.
excuse me. None of that money would be represented in this line item. This line item is just for asphalt. The APRA money would not be part of this line item.
Mm-hmm. In that case, I'm a little bit confused because for the 22 year to date, in that column, I'm seeing negative $1,291,000. So
that what you're seeing there is that number represents a credit to the city because that's the reimbursement that we receive from National Grid. So when National Grid cuts into a roadway, we go out and we repave it. then we pay the contractor, and then National Grid reimburses us. When National Grid reimburses us, it goes back into this line item. That's why it's showing up in the way it is.
Thank you. That's helpful. I guess my follow-up question is that we don't expect the ARPA funds to continue into fiscal year 24. So would it be accurate to say that if we wanted to increase the line item out...
Councilman, not to interrupt you, but the ARPA funds being used for paving is in the capital budget. I believe it was $1.8 million. Page three of the cap. I know we're not there yet, but just to point you in the right direction.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And let's see. Just as I'm... okay, I see capital to be presented between the pensions and the sewer. Thank you. I'll save the questions for then.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions? Councilwoman Travis.
Yeah, I didn't hear you at the beginning.
Highway, we have two vacancies, but one of them is... We have three vacancies by the books right now, but one of them is a supervisor of highway, but that supervisor position is going to be eliminated. So the other two positions are an operations person, which essentially functions as kind of dispatch, and then a senior laborer. Those are the two current vacancies we're looking to fill.
Thank you. Eric, we're on the supervisor highway position. You have two posted here in the budget. You're saying one's going to be eliminated?
Yeah, there's the other supervisor highway position hasn't been filled for quite some time.
Okay. So we need to change that in this budget document, right? We got to change it from 2 to 1. And then I'm going to assume that $166,596 gets cut in half.
Probably not in half, but that's the ballpark.
What would be the number? Because we got to have the exact number.
It's going to take out $70,975.
Taking out?
Yeah, that's the savings. That's the position.
All right, so you got a calculator over there to do that math real quick so we can make the change?
I don't.
All right, hold on. I'll take it on my phone. $166,596 less how much?
$70,975.
So that line's going to change to $95,621, which will change. Well, where will that 70 go, though? That's going to be redirected, right? Because you're putting another position somewhere else.
That's already in there.
Councilman, I'm actually not inclined to take that other budget yet because we're not convinced we can go with one. It wasn't filled because of the layoffs. We have one supervisor, a very capable man, but we're just kind of gauging it. We haven't filled it because I don't like to fill positions, you know that. But I'm not convinced that we don't need that supervisor. I'd like to... get through the summer and see how it's working out.
Right.
I won't fill it unless absolutely necessary. I've resisted it so far, but by the time we got all the laid off workers back last year, we were close to fall anyway.
So we're going to leave it with two positions. One is going to currently be filled. One is open.
It's open and okay. It won't be filled unless we absolutely have to. But we're, like I said, Rich Cole, he's very, very capable, but I'm a little afraid to just eliminate it from now. We have a bigger workforce than we have in a couple of years. So, okay. We want to make sure things are running smoothly.
No, I agree. I wasn't aware of it until Eric just mentioned that he was cutting one position. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
I should have explained that better. Like I said, just in an abundance of caution, I'd like to leave that position there.
I'm fine with that.
Sometimes councilmen get testy if things don't get done. I have all the confidence in the world in Rich. I think he can do it alone, but we just, Eric and I have discussed it. We're just, you know, just in case, because there are a lot of, you know, a lot of things. It's a big city.
Well, and we also know their back's been up against the wall for the last couple of years, too. I'm fine with that. So in your salary item, Eric, 63101, you are projected for $2,227,000, and the proposed is $2,967,000. Is that increase strictly because of contractual obligations and longevity, step increases, whatever that complicated formula is they use, or does that also include some new bodies?
It certainly is those things, but it also takes into account that we've brought back a lot of people that had previously been laid off. When we started this fiscal year, Highway probably had 12 or 14 vacancies, yeah. Right? And so now we're looking at three. Right. So when those, you know, obviously last year's budget incorporated those positions, so that's why that's kind of the discrepancy.
Yeah, I agree with that. It makes sense. Something I've seen throughout this, particularly on tonight's agenda, is the electricity item, 63224. And it's in numerous departments with a relatively significant increase in the bid. I've checked into it with the grid, and I know we don't buy electricity from the grid. I believe you buy it through a third-party vendor or something or other. The grid, they have not had an increase in their electrical rates, so I'm told. So why is this increase, which is, I don't know, somewhere around 40% in the electric item? And it's not just your department, it's other departments have really hit that line item hard. Can't hear you.
We've been dealing with the league vendor. They give us price updates. Our contract runs till the end of December. And I plan to bring, and I've talked to the council president just recently, the chairman of the finance. We plan to bring you, if market conditions are right, an extension of that contract in the second meeting of the June council. And the prices here are reflecting what they're telling us the prices will be for a three-year contract as of a month ago.
For how many year contract?
Well, they'll give us an opportunity to do 1, 2, or 3 years, and that option will be before the council.
Okay, but right now we're budgeting for 1 year.
Recommendation for 3 years.
Right now we're budgeting for 1 year, not 3 years. We're budgeting for 1 year. So what you're saying is you're anticipating an increase in our cost of purchasing electricity to occur somewhere in December, basically halfway through the year, and you're budgeting that now?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, looking at some of the other electricity categories, it's more complicated because of the street lighting conversion, but for
okay, fair enough. Bear with me 1 second, Eric. So, never mind, I was looking at it in reverse. I was going to ask you why one of the positions that you have, the salary, was actually reduced, but I was looking at it backwards.
Okay.
That's it. I'm good with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council on the Public Works Highway? I don't want to point fingers, but... Any questions from members of the public on the Public Safety, Public Works Highway budget, page 43?
Philip Darkhall, Ward 4. Just a general question. The equipment is broken down on these positions you have in the highway department, like the power sweepers, the clamshell operator. What do you do with those people? What do you send them home? Do you lay them off? Do you have another contingency plan that you have it put in place that these people can work on?
Yeah.
They're still getting paid.
I'm sorry?
They're still getting paid.
Right.
Yeah.
The highway department keeps pretty busy. There's always something. You know, they're the ones that are out, you know, picking up yard waste. You know, those are the ones that are out filling potholes, repairing catch basins, you know, mowing the areas that, like the pocket parks and areas like that. So there's always something for them to do, and there's always rainy day activities as well. You know, they'll come in, they'll maintain their equipment on rainy days, and so yeah, they're always busy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions from members of the public on the Public Works Highway budget? Next up is Public Works Recycling and Sanitation. Director, first of all, I just want to acknowledge and thank all the people in this department. It's been a tough year. They do an excellent work, picking up recycling, picking up trash, all hours, working split shifts, overtime, and I know that the residents of Warwick really appreciate that, and I just want to make mention of that. The other thing I want to point out here is an item that we talk about at every budget hearing. It's one of those unfunded mandates that Councilman Howe likes to bring up. I'm probably stealing his question, but the tipping fees. Every year, this seems to go up and up and up and up. And we see it here again in the proposed budget. This is up in Johnson. This is the state that has nothing to do with the city. But can you just talk about that, how these tipping fees are set at the state level and the municipalities just get the bill?
Yeah, like you said, that's something that we can't really control. They'll typically send something out to the municipality saying, hey, this is our plan. Municipalities will push back. And this year, so there are two numbers, right? Every municipality has a cap. If you stay under that cap as far as trash goes, we were paying $47 a ton. That new under cap rate is 54. Very few municipalities actually manage to stay under their cap. So once you go over your cap, that number goes up considerably. It's 90 now. Right, and it's going up to 100. So again, obviously that's a pretty significant change. And so that's why it's reflected in the budget. But again, that's why we ask people to recycle. We try and promote that. And Warwick has typically had a very high recycling rate, among the best in the state. But again, every piece of recycling that goes up there is disposed of for free. Every piece of trash that goes up there, we're paying per ton. So that's why it's important to kind of keep motivating people and keep getting that message out there. And that's actually one of the initiatives that we're working with the new recycling supervisor.
Great. Yeah. Like you said, recycling not only is important for our environment, but it's also important for our wallets here. So we're going to keep getting the word out. And finally, my last question, again, can you just talk to the overtime? We know what the issues were. We know that we had to get the job done and that increased the overtime, but it looks like you budgeted back down to levels that was closer to before. Do you think you have a good handle on it?
I'm sorry. It was the yes. Yeah. So obviously when we're doing the split shifts, and prior to that, guys working, you know, 12, 14, 16 hours. Now that we're back in a better place with the trucks, there's still overtime, but it's not to the point it used to be. You know, the guys are rolling in, finishing their days around 5 or 6 o'clock at the latest now. So obviously that's been, you know, a significant improvement, but that was just a function of the trucks. You know, I mean, if you only have half as many trucks, you get a day is going to be twice as long, and that's what was happening. So, but yeah, we're in a much better place now.
Great, thank you. Any questions from members of the council on the Public Works Recycling and Sanitation, page 44? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, just to concur with you, Eric, totally get it with the tipping fees. Right now, I'm paying $135 a ton. And a year ago, it was $75 a ton. It's absolutely incredible. And the basic price of a dumpster has gone from $450 to close to $800 now, in addition to those crazy things. So totally get it. A question I have, not so much pertaining to the budget, but it is about sanitation. How is it working out with using the Jefferson Boulevard location?
That didn't work out. Resource Recovery up in Johnston, they've had issues with waste management from other transfer stations, specifically Newport. So a little trash lesson. Curbside trash is considered to be the best kind of trash, right? It compacts easy, and so you don't have to worry about it as much. What waste management has done in the past, or allegedly done in the past, is they've taken that kind of good trash, and they brought that to their facilities. And then they've taken the other trash, which is, you know, bulky item pickups, right? So couches and chairs and things like that, and they brought those to Johnston. So curbside, they pick it up, and they drop it off, you know, they drop it off the transfer station, it's 20 tons. Then they bring 20 tons up to the landfill, and yeah, it looks like it's the same, but that 20 tons is inequitable, right? And so when Resource Recovery saw we were using this waste management station, they initially were on board, but then were very reluctant after. And so it lasted for, what do we go through, 70 tons?
Maybe 2 weeks.
We ended up doing about 70 tons, yeah, and that was it.
So they were taking the cream of the crop and leaving us with the
that was alleged, and yeah, I don't think it was happening with our stuff, just because the facility in Johnston, the facility here in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard or off of Jefferson Boulevard is too small. They can't segregate the good stuff and the bad stuff. They were just pushing it all into one truck. But it was enough for Resource Recovery to kind of push back on.
Well, it's unfortunate because I, for one, thought that was a great idea, especially with the cost of fuel going to where it is now. But unfortunately, didn't work out. Okay. So on the in the personnel supplement, sanitation recycling supervisor, I see the position. I understand why, I get it, but there's no job code. Is there a job code associated to that now? There's none posted in our booklet.
There should be. Hold on, let me look. It's in here. Maybe I'll see if I can find it right now.
There's a couple, not just in your department. There's a couple others. I was going through this again this morning that there's no job codes for.
Councilman, that's job code 446.
446. Okay. Thank you. And, you know, to end it up, Eric, I think you and your department in spite of, you know, the obstacles that you've had facing you guys this past year. I think you've done a really good job. I can remember 6 or 7 years ago when I was sitting in the finance chair, I can remember saying to Christy that I expect you to do a little more with a little less. And that's exactly what you guys have done. And I'm really glad for both your staff and for our constituents that Mayor Picozzi has brought those troops back to work. That was a very unfortunate situation, what happened with your troops.
Yeah, and you know, while we're talking about that, I just want to give credit to everybody, because you know, I mean, you know, Terry's sitting up there, the water chief. We stole guys from water. You know, there were previous operators from sanitation that had moved over to water, but they knew how to operate those trucks. Mm-hmm. So when we needed extra drivers, we stole them from water. We stole them from highway. The highway guys were out picking up bulky items, which is usually a sanitation thing. The mechanics were staying overtime or weekends working to get the trucks cleaned and fixed and properly maintained. So it was really a team effort. It was really, and it helped. I think it helped the sanitation guys seeing that they weren't the only ones feeling the pain,
right?
You know, and I think that went a long way. And everything that council has said publicly about their effort goes a long way as well, and we appreciate that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's true. And in addition to those things that we've all mentioned, I'm sure my colleagues feel the same way. The communication with DPW and with the water department and us has been excellent for the past year and a half, 2 years. It's been really, really good. We got a direct line of communication. I know when there's issues with busted water pipes, you know, we get a call, hey, just to let you know, if the water is blue, it's because we're testing the fire hydrants. You know, that communication is really important, and we all appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Director. I completely agree with what everyone said about what you guys have done in a very challenging climate. My question is less about this year and more just about looking forward. So we know the landfill will fill and eventually will close. I think they were estimating like 2038 or something. So those tipping fees are never going down. They're always going to go up. So I just don't know what participation we have for the long term in whatever the next solution is.
We're looking at, we're working on a proposal. We're going to be sending something out, an RFQ, request for qualifications, for consultants to provide us with a feasibility study of a transfer station in the city. You know, it came through the idea of using waste management. And as director in Pawtucket, we had the availability of a transfer station. It was a significant savings. And, you know, when you start thinking about direct hauling, right, we're picking up curbside and driving to Johnston. All right, if Johnston's not the option, where are we going? You know, it might be Brockton, you know, somewhere where they could probably put it on a rail. So now are we really picking up curbside and then driving a truck to Brockton or somewhere else? That's not feasible. And a lot of people say, oh, well, the state will figure it out. Okay, well, what if that's their answer, right? So it's nice to get out in front of it. And if we had a transfer station, at least we would minimize those trips. But again, we're in the very, you know, it's just the infancy of that idea. But that's on our radar.
Yeah, no, good. I mean, just helps to know that you guys are thinking about it, right? Because the day is coming.
Yeah,
and it'll be sooner than we all think.
It's a long-term and a short-term solution, because if we can do that, it would help us now with expenses. We wouldn't have that trip to Johnson, the wear and tear on the trucks, the fuel, which is going up every day. So the director's been thinking about this right along. And that landfill is going to close someday.
Thank you.
Any questions from the council on the Public Works Recycling and Sanitation? Any questions from members of the public on the Public Works Recycling and Sanitation budget on page 44? He's going to turn the mic on for you, sir.
Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm Road in Warwick.
There's a next door to us, there's a fire district, and it's you know, it has its own tax base, it's its own municipality, it's its own government, and yet the city of Warwick is providing sanitation services to the fire district without any fee. Also, they're providing hydrant services, and in addition to that, of course, the street lights. And I just want to bring to the council's attention that this is an independent government, and certainly there are people living there who pay taxes to the city of Warwick, so obviously they should have services. But on the other side, the fire district should provide public access to all people. It's a constitutional issue. And I just wonder if, as long as the city's providing these public services, they should encourage the fire district to leave the streets open to the public. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any additional questions from members of the public on the Public Works recycling sanitation?
Council President, can I add something?
What's that?
Can I add something? Can I talk?
If you would like, Mayor.
Our sanitation crisis was caused by a lot of things. Old trucks. We were down mechanics for quite a while. Supply chain problems, things like that. We've addressed it. They've done great sanitation workers. But I want to, you know, pat the city council on the back. You've been providing us with new trucks. It's what we really need. So, you know, give yourselves a hand, too. This was solved by the entire city in a cooperative effort.
Thank you, Mayor. And feel free to compliment the council anytime. Anytime you want to compliment us, you can raise your hand. Next up is the recycling, Public Works Recycling and Compost Budget on page 44, same page. Any questions from members of the council on the recycling compost budget, page 44? Any questions from members of the public on the Public Works Recycling and Compost Budget on page 44? Okay. Next up is Public Works Automotive. That can be found on page 45. Any questions from members of the council on the Public Works Automotive Budget? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. So, Mr. Director here, I see a number 65265, repairs to the fire department. Now, is that, and that's a new item, right? Can you just explain that?
Yeah, so what had happened in the past with the fire apparatus when we would repair it, any kind of back charges, we would send over to the fire department, and they would pay them through back charges, and then would show up as a revenue item on our budget. But that, essentially, from the budget standpoint, we'd be paying twice, right? So it comes out of our line item, it comes out of fire's line item, and it goes into our budget as a revenue item. So what this does, it kind of streamlines that. So when we spend money to fix fire apparatus, we'll just take it out of this line item, and that'll be it. It just kind of streamlines that process. Is that right, Christy?
Yes, and as well, with Public Works is responsible for fixing the fire apparatus, so we have the bid to do that. So it makes it easier to for us to have their equipment fixed.
Right, yeah, good, thank you. Now, it says you have 13 people in automotive. Is there any vacancies there?
I believe we have one vacancy in, we're short one heavy equipment mechanic. Right now, where one of those heavy equipment mechanics is probably going to be going over to sanitation as an operator, so we'll be down two. But we are in the process of interviewing a couple candidates, so we're optimistic that we'll be back up to full staff. But it's always tough when you have new people, you don't know what we're getting. But the people that we are interviewing have come recommended from people that we trust, and so we feel relatively confident that they should be able to hit the ground running.
Okay, and I see you have heavy equipment mechanic. Is that a new position?
Which one is that? I'm sorry?
Heavy equipment mechanic.
No, that's always been that we have eight of those. That's the mechanic.
Because I know a lot of times we see things go out instead of being done with our own men. So I was wondering.
Yeah, there are certain times we have to send stuff out. Sometimes a fire apparatus will go out because of inspections or ladder work, things that need specific certifications to work on them. And then there's also like spring work that we can't do because we don't have the proper equipment. So certainly we do send some equipment out. But again, you know, the mechanics are busy. They're putting in their 40 pretty easily and then coming
in
on the weekends as well.
And a lot of vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
I also see on number 65281 steel materials. That one up.
Yeah, we've been seeing that type of increase across the board with the type of with all of the products that we're purchasing. You know,
yeah, because all the prices have been going higher.
Correct. Yeah.
So, and this is something you really need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who is the automotive chief?
Jamie Van Gysen.
What is? I'm sorry.
James Van Gysen.
Okay. I know a lot of people seem like they changed positions, so I wasn't sure.
He's been in that position now for about a year.
I got confused with sanitation. I was so used to Chris so many years. Now I'm going like, now I don't know who anybody is. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric, I just to follow up on Councilwoman Travis's comments about the steel. Your point is well taken. Not only are the prices accelerating rapidly, but the availability of product is very, very difficult. And your budget right here is a perfect example of where the prices are going on steel. So last year, or this current year, you're going to finish up somewhere around 6,500. You're looking at 13,000. That's not a number that surprises me or shocks me at all. But it also is something that we must keep in mind about building two new schools. Those buildings are all steel. This is a perfect example of what's happening with steel. The next thing that I'm going to ask you about is going to pretty much shock everyone, because every single budget I come after everybody's gasoline and diesel fuel with an axe. This year, I have to ask you, why have you lowered your budget for 2023 versus 2022? I know that's a shocker for you guys, but I'm curious. Why'd you lower the number?
It's not lower. They're actually, diesel is $100,000 higher, and unleaded is 50,000 higher.
But what I'm looking at here is 65,220.
Right.
It's showing a year end with 335, and what you're asking for is 300 for 2023.
That's just the projected number at the time when the budget was submitted.
I'm just really surprised that you're asking for less moving forward then you're going to project your year end given where the price of fuel is now. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it.
No.
But
it's so the fuel, I've actually done a little bit of analysis on this, and the fuel has definitely been a moving target over the last few months. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, it was May 10th, we got a delivery of diesel fuel, and it was $5.62 a gallon. On April 28th, we got a delivery of diesel fuel, and it was $5.39 a gallon. However, we also got a delivery of diesel fuel on May 20th, and it was $4.68 a gallon. So we're hopeful that it'll keep going down.
Don't hold your breath. I'm hearing $10 a gallon. So that's what I'm hearing. I'm not saying it's coming from the top dog, but Fine, as long as you guys are good with it. It's just something that I wanted to ask you on. On 65618 fire department, it's showing a credit of $95,000. Is that what you bill back to them?
That was as of when this was printed.
That's for this year, for 2023.
I'm sorry. That's, yes, but that's the end. So we still have to back charge the fire department for work that we do. We won't back charge them for anything we send out because we have the money in our budget now to be able to do that. But any work that we do in-house, we still have to back charge them for. So that's
okay.
That's on our end as our credit, basically.
And interdepartment credit for gas. That's, I think, where police and fire get gasoline from you guys sometimes.
No.
Is that what that is? What is that then?
Police has their own fuel tanks. Fire have their own fuel tanks. We service everybody else for fuel, every other department. Some of the smaller departments, like the building department and community development, they get their fuel at the police station. But most of the major players that utilize city vehicles, they fill up. So we take care of the schools. We have field maintenance, highway, sanitation, sewer. Well, not sewer, water.
Right.
Transwick.
So that's a back charge to
yes.
these departments? Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm all set. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any additional questions on Public Works Automotive? Councilman Ricks.
I was also going to mention that same item that Councilman Lattiser mentioned regarding the gasoline and diesel. And I think that this is a trend throughout the budget that it's very difficult to know what the gas and diesel prices are. And unlike some previous years where Councilman Lattiser and other members of this council, including myself, have been comfortable cutting that number down from the proposed number, I feel that with the uncertainty of the gas prices, looking at the total amounts that were spent in previous years, and without having the ability to look into the future, predict the stock market, predict gas and oil prices, if we had the ability to predict that, then, well, we'd all be millionaires and we wouldn't have to worry about money. But looking at the numbers that are projected, rather the fiscal year 23 proposed budget, comparing it to the fiscal year 22 projections. I feel like, and this is a comment, not a question, I feel like if we are low on those numbers, then because there are so many various line items across different departments for energy prices, the gasoline, the diesel, the electric, the natural gas, so many of these energy prices are all tied together, that if we were to miss those numbers by 50,000 here, 100,000 there, or more, that very quickly adds up. So as a comment to my colleagues on the council, I don't think that I would be very comfortable with cutting those projected numbers for this year. And I have a certain caution that there may be a possibility that if commodity prices on energy that everyone has to pay go up, then we have to be prepared as a city for that possibility as well. And that might mean if we can't find the money elsewhere, then that would naturally result in a drawdown from the fund balance because we can't just leave public safety vehicles, DPW vehicles, sitting in the driveway or the parking lot. We gotta fill the tanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
Hi, Director. Just to understand the ins and outs here on the fire repairs, where does the, is there a credit back from that department for that line item?
Not for that line item. That's what we're trying to eliminate. So if they bring a rescue in, right, and we have to do work on the rescue, we have to order $5,000 worth of parts to fix the rescue. We'll take that $5,000 in parts out of that line item, and then essentially that's what that line item is for. Whereas in the past, we would do the work, pay the vendor, and then back charge the fire department.
Got it.
So that's kind of how that works. Or if we have to send something out to an outside vendor, if it needs springs or something like that, then that invoice will come in and we'll just pay that invoice right out of that line item.
And then, so what is 65,618?
That's the code. So when we back charge the fire department for any repairs that we do in-house, we send them a back charge form, and that's the code that we put on where we want it credited to. So they will take it out of whatever budget code is appropriate for them and credit it back to our 65,318. So basically at the end of the day, it kind of balances our bottom line. Like the fire department's still paying for their repairs that we do, essentially.
In the current world, but I think we just said that in
so
the
there's,
next
but there's
year.
There's two different line items. The one that's newly funded is for outside repair. Anything that we can't do in-house, we have to send out. The other one that's a credit is anything we do in-house that we back charge them for.
She got it right. I got it wrong. She just go right to Christy.
Right. Well, let me just ask. So the reason that's reduced is because formerly included in that were things that were sent out and things that were done in-house.
Correct.
And now it is just things that were done in-house.
That's correct.
Any other questions on Public Works automotive budget? Any questions from members of the public on Public Works automotive budget, page 45?
Philip Dirk, all senior Ward 4. My question would be, when the city pivots to documented preventive maintenance plan, will these numbers change on the staffing and manning of this department?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. What was the question?
When the city of Warwick pivots to a documented preventive maintenance plan. Not if, when will the numbers of employees in this department fluctuate or change, or their duties change?
So the duties would probably change, but the number of the personnel wouldn't. We've already started to implement a pretty robust program with regard to sanitation equipment. And I know that, you know, what you're saying and Mr. Potter's email and all that, and that's exactly what we've been doing for the last month or so with the preventive maintenance program to those vehicles. We're looking to expand it to the rest of the fleet, but, you know, we're when we bring mechanics on and we have a full complement of mechanics, then that's when we'll be able to kind of be more on top of the preventive maintenance kind of fleet-wide. Right now, we're concentrating primarily on the sanitation trucks because they're the oldest, they're the ones that we've had trouble with, and they're the ones that put the most stress on the mechanics. As we start to get them to a place where preventive maintenance is only taking an hour rather than 8 hours every time, we'll start to be able to pull more vehicles in to that preventive maintenance program.
Do you have a time frame when this will occur, or?
Like I said, we're doing it right now.
So if I request the documentation, I can see that. I can see a preventive maintenance program documented at Department of Public Works in Warwick.
Yeah, I mean, we have a book where the guys fill out the slips and indicate that they've walked around the vehicle, checked all the things it's supposed to check, and they keep one slip in the truck, they hand the other slip to the automotive division. Anything that raises a red flag, then, you know, if we have 10 trucks and we only need 9 the next day, we'll pull that 10th one off and we'll address whatever that red flag was, right? And so then that one gets put back out, and then we'll pull another one out if there are any issues. So that's what we're doing now. And yes, that documentation is at Public Works.
Yeah, that's the operator checklist. That's a small part of a documented preventive maintenance plan. That's just a small part of it. So, again, thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions from members of the public on Public Works Automotive, page 45? Next up is Public Works Building Maintenance, page 46. Any questions from members of the council on Public Works Building Maintenance? Questions? Councilman Ricks.
I see that the projection for fiscal year 22 on line item 66101 ends up at approximately $535,000. Fiscal year 23 proposed budget is $762,000. So I wanted to ask about whether this was a result of unfilled positions becoming filled, or otherwise if there are new or otherwise unfilled positions that are being proposed to be filled for fiscal year 23.
I'm sorry, we're talking about overtime?
Line item 66101, salaries.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, that adjustment is primarily due to the contractual.
Yes, but if you're looking at the projection, we've had some vacancies as well as people out long-term in all divisions, essentially. So that's reflecting, that projection number is reflecting that they're on a leave of absence for the most part.
Yeah, and building maintenance currently has 3 vacancies. One is an HVAC maintenance person, and then there are 2 building custodians. So that would obviously show up in, or not show up in the projections, which would throw that number off a bit.
And then the intent is to fill those vacancies?
Yes. Yes, the HVAC position, we've had trouble in the past filling. But certainly the 2 billing custodian positions, I believe one is currently posted, and one position is posted, but I'm not sure if it's posted as one vacancy or multiple vacancies. I'd have to check that. But we are looking at outside people for that position.
Thank you.
Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you. In the personnel supplement, I'm trying to understand the field maintenance operator salaries comparative to FY22 budget.
Councilman, that's in budget code 70.
Oh. Okay. At ease.
Any additional questions on Public Works Building Maintenance from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public on Public Works Building Maintenance, page 46?
Philip Dirkhol, Senior Ward 4. Do any of these employees on our buildings perform preventive maintenance, like changing filters, HVAC units? Do we have a documented program, or is it done external? to the DPW? Or no, is it both?
That's actually an excellent question, Phil. Thank you. We're actually, one of the new positions in here is we're looking at the building maintenance repair person. Building maintenance, when they move into the Sawtooth building, we'll be vacating several of the buildings that we currently maintain, Buttonwoods, Holden. So one of the discussions that we had with the mayor and the administration was we may not need a building custodian, but it would be nice to get some more skilled personnel on the building maintenance staff. And that's one of the things that we're looking at with this extra position is someone that is a jack-of-all-trades type of person that can assist with the type of preventive maintenance you're talking about. Someone that can make sure that the filters are being changed on the HVAC equipment or do, you know, minor plumbing or minor, you know, electrical stuff in that regard. And we do have a preventive maintenance, you know, kind of schedule, but it's an Excel spreadsheet, right? And so it's maintained that way. And I know that we've talked to MIS and we had a brief conversation outside last night about this. If we're able to incorporate, Munis has a capability for a preventive maintenance thing like that. If we're able to incorporate something like that, that would be real nice because rather than just checking the Excel spreadsheet, you'd get a notification like, hey, check the HVAC filters at City Hall, right? And that's the direction we're moving. And this additional person would be integral to that process.
Excellent. Thank you. And we'd be willing to help you with that. It's part of the public with that program or plan. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Any additional questions for members of the public on Public Works Building Maintenance?
Council President.
Councilman Sanapi.
Just a question. That Munis capability that you mentioned, would that be included under our current setup or would that have to be added?
Yeah, that would be a question for
Luch.
He's saying yes, though. He's nodding his head, so.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it looks like it would be included.
Any additional questions? Okay. Next up is Public Works Engineering, and that is on page 47. I have a question, Director. Can you give us an update on the street lighting, the conversions, where we're at on that, and how that's going?
That whole process was that switchover was managed by planning. So I'm not 100% familiar with the status. I know that we might.
It's nearly done.
It is nearly done. I think a lot of what's left are a lot of the decorative lights. I know that down in Patuxent Village, I don't think those have been done yet. And that's typically the last step in the process. But yeah, once that's completed, and I believe we've already started to realize some of those savings, but I'm not 100% sure. Not yet.
Thank you. And just a reminder for everybody, the city is converting the streetlights to LED lights, which will eventually see savings. And we did that. We are also now, when the lights goes out, we have a contact within the company there that will go in and fix it. And I'm happy to share that email with my colleagues on the council or members of the public. I contacted them about 3 weeks ago. A resident had contacted me. Streetlight was out. It was one of the new ones. Sent the email. Woman called me back, gave her the pole number. Within 2 weeks, it was back on. So far, so good. Any questions for members of the council on Public Works Engineering? Councilwoman Travis.
Mayor, 67406 Greenwich Bay Stormwater Program. I see where it went way up. What are we doing different?
I'm sorry?
The Greenwich Bay Stormwater Project.
Yes.
It went up, so what are we doing different?
Well, that, so we haven't done much stormwater stuff in the last couple of years, and that item is to help bring us into compliance with DEM's requirements. What we anticipate using that money for this year is one of the big things that we've fallen behind on is what's called IDD, illicit discharge detection elimination. So it's finding areas where the flow is coming out that's not supposed to be. Like if it's a dry weather and a pipe is still flowing, that could be a problem. We are supposed to be out there within a certain amount of time after a rainfall or before a rainfall to check that. The problem with trying to do it in-house is just it requires a lot of people in a very short amount of time. You got to get out there and sample 100 outfalls in a day or 2 days. We had Crossman Engineering did it in 2018 and started that process. They identified a handful of locations that we should follow up on, where there was some, nothing egregious, but certainly some areas where we should kind of chase it up the pipe and see where that's coming from. So this would go towards assisting with continuing that process. And also, one of the other areas that we're looking is to do a better job with public outreach. In 2017, I believe, when I was here as a city engineer, we hired Southern Resource Conservation District to come in and assist, and they had a couple planting seminars that they did after hours. They set up a website for the city about how to keep the water clean. They helped us put out some flyers, and we're looking at doing that again. And all of this is, again, it's all part of the notice of violation that we have from DEM and all the things that we're supposed to be checking off that we really haven't in the last couple of years.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that we're going to be addressing it. This is really good.
Yeah.
And I know Councilman Lasso gave some praise to your department when he was in the highway, and it's hard to praise just anyone. Because I know when I get calls, I could get 10 calls, and 8 of them is a public works problem. And you guys, I know you guys all do, do good. Sometimes you can't get out there exactly, but you got 9 wards to do, and I understand that. But public works is probably the hottest working department that's out there, because you got like 10 departments when you add them all up.
I would certainly agree with you.
But it's... I appreciate it, and I want to make sure everybody, all the workers and everybody, the supervisors, that you're doing a good job in to keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Eric, I see that there's a new position, building maintenance repair, job code 209. What is that position?
Going back to building maintenance?
Sorry? Am I in the wrong document? I'm in building maintenance.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You're in engineering.
We're in engineering.
That's okay.
I should ask you that question before.
But that was the one I was addressing to Mr. Dirk Hole.
Okay.
That's the position we're trying to add a little bit more skill to the building maintenance staff so we can do some of those things.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Any questions about engineering?
Oh, I was distracted, Mayor, because you were coughing. It distracted me.
Any additional questions for members of the council on Public Works Engineering? Any questions for members of the public on Public Works Engineering, page 47?
Philip Durko, Ward 4. I feel bad now coming up here and asking a question. I mean, everyone has patted Eric on the back on the great job he's doing. And Christy should get some credit as well. So I feel bad now making any comments at all. Just want you to know that. We have a different view. So again, I'm not going to go into that. The question I have on this section is the Greenwich Bay Stormwater Project. That was part of the consent decree. I believe, in 2016, Eric?
No,
it's not? Okay.
That line item, and I don't know why it's still called that, but that's been in there for a long time. But it did start to get more significantly funded as a result of that notice of violation, yes.
So that's why it's going to 80 grand in 2023? Okay, thank you.